Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, every move they make works against them. The people of this country, the people of the world, they are now turning against the World Economic Forum, the central bank, and the Biden administration. Because they know who is causing the economy to implode. They realize the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, is not going to work for them. And they realize that these people are liars and the whole thing is one gigantic hoax. That's what people are seeing. And the people are very concerned about inflation. They're very concerned about the fuel prices moving up. They're very concerned about their jobs. And you can see the Biden administration, the central banks, they don't care about that. All they care about is their Great Reset and their Green New Deal. And this shows you and tells you everything you need to know. And the people of this country and the people of the world, they're all witnessing and they're experiencing it and they're going through it. So they understand what is really happening here. And they see the economic system completely implode. And they're wondering, aren't they going to do anything about this? Aren't they going to fix it? What are they going to do? What are their solutions? If you notice, they pretend that there's nothing wrong. They pretend that the economy is strong. So there are no solutions they are going to present. On the other hand, you have Trump letting everyone know we're heading into a depression, letting you know that the economy is failing. It's because of Biden. It's because of the World Economic Forum. It's because of the central bank. It's because of their policies. So he has solutions to fix this problem. So on one side, you have an administration, the World Economic Forum, and the rest saying there's no problems. You're imagining this. And on the other side, you have the truth teller telling you that, yes, we need to fix this one way or another. And I do believe Trump yesterday, he mentioned that, listen, we're heading towards a depression. And hopefully it doesn't come down around the time when I'm in the presidency. Hopefully it comes down around when Biden is in office. And I do believe it's going to come down around Biden or whoever is in office, probably a Kamala Harris at the time. But you can see around the world, the entire economic system is completely imploding. If you look out at the UK, 400 branches of collapsed UK retailer Wilko, they're going to close. And most likely, there'll be a loss of about 12,500 jobs, which is not good. And we're going to see a lot more job loss because if we're heading into a depression, it means companies, they're going to be cutting back. A lot of companies are going to be closing. And it's not going to be looking very, very good as we approach 2024. If you look out in the EU has cut its outlook for the euro area economy, predicting it will be dragged down this year by contraction in Germany. Now, remember, Germany right now, what are they doing? They are moving away from fossil fuels. They're moving into the green energy arena, which means manufacturing is hurting. They're not producing. The country's completely imploding on itself, and the people, they're starting to recognize this. The same thing's happening out in California. And if they continue down this path, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Remember, Germany was the powerhouse country that was pretty much holding up Europe. They were the manufacturing powerhouse. And now Germany, they're destroying themselves. Really think about this for a second. And the whole new Green Deal, it's hitting a roadblock because people now are starting to realize that this isn't going to work. The electric vehicles aren't going to work. All these companies that are wind power, solar panels, and the electric leasing companies, these things, all these different companies, they are now failing. The only way they can be operational is if the people continually fund them. But once again, once the stimulus, once all the money runs out, what happens? They implode on themselves. Look at the group Onto. They are an electric vehicle leasing group. They raise hundreds of millions of dollars in debt and equity financing, and it has crashed into administration. So they are in trouble right now. And what's very interesting is that the Biden administration, they tried to prove to everyone that electric vehicles are fantastic. Jennifer Graham Holm was out there saying, hey, I'm going to take a trip. I'm going to use my electric vehicle. I'm going to go all green and I'm going to travel far distances to show everyone, look how great the electric vehicle is. So in order to complete an EV road trip, Granholm brought along an accompanying armada of gas-powered cars. Yes, you heard that right. She brought along gas-powered cars. And the only possible explanation is that she needed to ensure the success and safety of the trip, and therefore a fleet exclusively composed of EVs is out of the question. So during her trip, they made sure no one was using the electric chargers. All the other people had to wait, and they kept everything clear so no one was in front of her, or she didn't have to wait for hours and hours and hours. I think that tells you everything you need to know. I mean, first of all, entitlement, yes. And the reason she did this is because there weren't enough chargers to deal with the demand, and they blocked out people to make sure that their charging was a lot faster. And once again, here we have them going on this huge trip. They couldn't find chargers, so they had people go ahead and block out the chargers, make sure that other people didn't use them so they didn't have to wait. And they had gas-powered vehicles following them because they ran into major, major problems along the way. And once again, the electric vehicles, they are not working the way they are designed. And think about it. If you go to a charger, you have to wait how long to charge it? An hour? Who wants to wait around an hour to charge the vehicle? That makes no sense when you can fill up your car in what, 5 minutes or less? Absolutely. But you can see that the Green New Deal is not going the way they thought it was going to go. The people aren't buying what they're selling. And you can see the Biden administration and Biden himself, they're getting very, very angry. He was giving a speech, and Storm has arrived, put this out on X. And during Biden's speech, he is now calling everyone a lying dog-faced pony soldier if you don't believe in global warming. If you question it, if you don't believe it, you are a lying dog-faced pony soldier, which means they do not have the narrative. They do not have the control. The people aren't believing them. And as we move forward, you can see it's going to get worse and worse for these individuals, which means as they push their agenda, the automobile industry and the trucking industry is going to completely implode if they follow this path. Actually, Trump is giving them a warning. The once fabled United Auto Workers of America will soon go out of business under crooked Joe Biden if he is allowed to pull off his all-electric car hoax. China will build them all. Endorse Trump. Likewise, truckers better get on board with Trump because the new all-electric trucking mandates will quickly destroy the trucking industry. Vote Trump and make America great again. So basically, as Trump is letting the deep state, the central bank, the Biden administration do what they do best, destroy themselves, he's allowing them to go down this path, show everyone the Green New Deal, show everyone the Great Reset. And as we go down this path, he is going to destroy industry. And those workers, which makes up thousands and thousands of people and thousands of thousands of people working in the trucking industry, they're going to see this happen. And as they see this happen, what do you think the people are going to do? They're going to come to Trump's side because they're going to see Biden's agenda and the central bank and the World Economic Forum's agenda. And the people are going to go, well, wait a minute. If we're going down this path, this means trucking is going to be a complete and utter disaster. The automobile industry is going to be a complete and utter disaster, and we won't have jobs. Remember, this is the same exact strategy that the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum have used in the past. Go back to the 1970s when we came off the gold standard, when they started to shift all manufacturing out of this country. They made it seem like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it. It's going to be a lot better. Is it really a lot better? No. They took the jobs away from the United States. Plus, we lost our manufacturing base. So they're trying to do the same thing here because what do we have left in this country? We have the trucking industry and we have the automobile industry. If we go all electric, the automobile industry is going to leave. We're going to have cars built in China and we're going to be left with absolutely nothing. And this is what Trump is pointing out. And I do believe the people are seeing this and the people are starting to understand what is really going on. Now, as the economy continually implodes, we're going to see the central banks, they're going to push against alternative currencies. And we're already starting to see them do certain things. One, they continually go up against Bitcoin. They, you know, criminals use it. It's for money laundering because the dollar's not, the banking system's not, if you really think about it. And now they're attacking coin shop owners who deal in gold and silver. I mean, really think about this for a second. So coin shop owners, they had their bank accounts shut down. So the banks shut down silver stackers and gold stackers, shops and businesses, and personal accounts. An Ohio-based coin shop owner recently took to YouTube to share alarming news. His regional bank, with whom he has been a customer for years, has suddenly decided to sever ties by closing all six of his business and personal accounts. The coin shop owner, who operates a coin shop dealing in silver and gold, received a letter from his bank stating, "After a recent review, we have decided to end our relationship with you and close your accounts. As stated in your account agreement, you can close your account at any time for any reason, with or without notice. We will begin our closing process on September 6, 2023. Now, this individual is not the only person. They've done this to two other people, which I find very, very interesting. And he said he hasn't broken anything, hasn't broken the terms of service. So why would they be going after an individual that is selling gold and silver? Do they want all dealers out of the picture when they try to bring us into the central bank digital currency? Yes. Why do you think they're pushing against Bitcoin? They don't want alternative currencies out there. They don't want people to have the opportunity to go and shift their currency into another currency, which is outside the central bank system. And they're going to try everything and anything to try to stop this, because they know if people have the opportunity to shift their currency or transition their currency into gold or into silver or into Bitcoin, they know that these people will be out of the system. And when the system starts to break down, which it is right now, the people are going to say, wait a minute, I got to protect my wealth somehow, some way. And they're going to take some of their wealth and move it into the new system. Even if people aren't going to do it, when they see inflation hit and fuel prices hit, and it starts to rapidly move up, people are going to say, okay, something is going on here. I'm going to have to protect myself one way or another. Now, people might go out and purchase land. People might say, you know, I want to purchase silver. People might say, I want to purchase gold. And this is something the central bank really doesn't want you to do. They rather you do one of three things. Either spend the currency in retail, and then you have to charge things because you spent your currency, or take it and put it into the stock market, or just leave it alone. And those are the things they really want you to do. They don't want you really investing any other place. They don't want you transitioning into anything else. This way, they have complete and utter control. And when everything starts to collapse, they have you exactly where they want you. And we can see that everything is collapsing. Yes, I know Janet Yellen is out there saying that, oh, we're going to have a soft landing. The Fed is saying, yes, don't worry, everything's okay. Yeah, the people are hurting a little bit right now, but everything's going to start to pick up because our entire agenda of raising the rates is working. Well, raising the rates is not going to stop inflation. And I think people are starting to realize this. And the New York Fed is actually out there, and they're letting everyone know that they're seeing a deterioration in household financial sentiment, because inflation is continually rising, and they're realizing the people, they're having a very difficult time making ends meet. And as inflation continually picks up and fuel prices start to move up, and as the Biden administration follows the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, you're going to see a complete and utter breakdown. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want people to see this. They want them to understand who's responsible for all this, and they want them to understand that these policies that they are putting forth, that is what's causing all of this. It's not helping, it's hurting the situation. Even though the Biden administration is letting you know that the economy is doing fine, they created so many jobs, everything is fantastic, they have inflation under control, they have fuel prices under control, but you have to remember, when they say they have inflation under control and fuel prices under control, that's from their high. It's not when Biden came into office. If you can compare it to when Biden came into office, when Trump had the economy, inflation and fuel prices were much, much lower. So when he's talking about himself. He's talking about, well, I had fuel at $8 a gallon, but now don't worry, I brought it down to, you know, $3.70 or $4. Isn't it better for you? I had inflation up to 9%, but listen, I got it down. Now we're at 5, we're at 6. Isn't that great? No, it isn't, because where we started is not where we are today. We started much, much lower. So I don't think the people are buying what he's selling anymore. And as the entire economic system starts to collapse as we approach 2024, which I do believe is going to happen as we approach the elections, we're going to see in the year of 2024, we're going to see a real breakdown of the economy. And I do believe it's going to start in the spring of 2024, and it's going to really ramp up as we move into the summer. And as we hit the fall, people are going to be screaming and yelling about the economy. And I don't just mean the Republicans. I think the Democrats, the independents, and everyone, because we all have this in common, everyone is going to be screaming, okay, what are the solutions here? Because we see what's happening. Jobs are being lost. Inflation's completely out of control. Fuel prices are very high. We can barely afford food. And Biden most likely will continue to tell everyone that everything is fine. The White House press secretary will probably continue to tell everyone that everything is fine. And as they continue to do this, the people are going to be pushed away from the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and the Biden administration agenda. And the people, they're going to turn towards the individual who's been telling them the truth. We're going to be entering a recession. That's the nice word. We're going to be entering a Great Depression. And the people are going to say, well, we need some type of solution. What are we going to do here? Trump's going to say, I can fix all of this with no problem. All you got to do is vote me in. Think about what Trump is doing. He set everything up for the 2024 election. He's exposing the deep state, exposing the World Economic Forum, exposing the central bank, so people can understand what their agenda actually was. Remember, going back in time, the Great Reset was a conspiracy theory. And now people see that it is not a conspiracy theory. And Trump, he needed to bring this out from the shadows and into the light. This is why we had the 2020 COVID virus being introduced into the public realm, because Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to use this to actually usher in the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And yes, there's other agendas associated with it, you know, bioweapon and manipulating the election. But he needed everyone to see that the Green New Deal that they've been talking about, how they were going to make the earth green, it was going to benefit the people. He needed to actually show the people that it wasn't going to work. And he needed to show people how it was going to destroy the economy. And as we approach 2024, I do believe this is going to accelerate like we've never seen before. And people are going to see the entire economic system completely implode on itself. And Trump is going to continually point at what? Well, Biden's policies, Obama in the basement policies, the World Economic Forum policy, the central bank's policies. And he's going to say, look, this is the Green New Deal. This is the Great Reset. This is why we have what we have. Do you like it? If you do, we can continue on this path and you can vote for Biden. Or if you don't like it and you want to make a really good living, if you want to have a job, if you want to have a savings, if you want to support your family, pay your bills, then we need to change this up. And I do believe he's going to have the people behind him, and he's going to turn this around very, very quickly. And once it's turned around very, very quickly, I think we're going to see an economy like we've never seen before. And he's going to show the people the difference between a central bank controlled economy and a people's economy that's going back where we're going back to the Constitution, where the people are going to create their own currency. We don't have to borrow it from a private Western central bank, because that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Really think about it. Let's just turn this around. Take your household. When you receive your income, and let's just remove taxes and everything like that. If you receive your income, can you imagine if a private Western central bank said, okay, you go out to work, and when you're finished working, what we're going to do is we're going to loan you the money with interest attached. Would you accept that? Would that work in your household? No, it wouldn't, because it would put you into debt very, very quickly, because you're actually just borrowing the currency. That's what's happening in this country. We're just borrowing the currency. It makes no sense. Why are we borrowing the currency when the founder said we can create the currency? So why in the world would we ever settle for borrowing something with interest attached? It makes no sense. Would you settle for that in your home? Would you accept that if you're with, you know, if you had a job and, or if you have a job with an employer and they said, listen, okay, every time you work, you know what you're going to do? We're going to loan you the money. There's going to be interest attached. So you're just going to have to pay back the interest on that money. Is that okay with you? No, it wouldn't work. And this is why the central bank needs to completely disappear. And actually, we do have something like that today. It's called taxes, if you really think about it, if you really want to break it down. And I think the people are starting to realize that this system does not work for them. And as things get worse and worse, the people are going to realize that it really doesn't work for them. And at that point, the people are going to say, we need something different. Enter Trump. Enter his solutions. And I think people are going to start to realize that he cares about the people, cares about the America, wants to make America great again, and he's going to give economic solutions compared to the deep state players who just want to destroy their old system and bring us into their new system, which is completely and utterly controlled. So I do believe that people are going to see the difference. I think we're getting to that point. I think when next year rolls around, more and more people are going to realize what's really going on. Even those people that were on Biden's side, I do believe they're going to be saying, okay, listen, I voted for this guy. Yes, I thought he was the right guy, but now I'm getting to the point where Trump is making a lot more sense. He has solutions. I want a job. I want to make money. And I do believe that the people are going to then turn away from the central bank, from the World Economic Forum, away from the Biden administration, and turn towards Trump, the Patriots, the Constitution. And I do believe that is exactly where we're headed. And once Trump has that, he will have the